Welcome to Vast National Bank. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm here to talk to someone about a loan.
Oh, I'll grab you the L97B. We call it the just talking form.
What about actually applying for a loan?
Oh, my. Let me pop in a new toner cartridge. Hey, Bill, I want to pass me the big stapler.
Yeah, I'm going to try a community bank.
Skip the mega bank. When you need a loan, find a community bank at banklocally.org.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this July 7th, 2023. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, now more than ever, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have our producer, man on a board, and he's ready to stand and fight. None other than Courageous Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
Ready to roll. Now right here live in the studio, I have with me my high-tech guy, my computer man, none other than Ron Ritz.
Good evening, everyone.
And way out yonder, a man of infamous fame, known from coast to coast. The fellow who's written many books, who co-founder of Cops for Christ International, a man of tremendous stature, and one who should have been president, none other than Big John McTiernan.
You cut me short, Pastor Ernie. There's a lot more to, you know, accolades you can give.
All right. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Ernie, and God bless you and all our listeners. May we have a great show.
All righty. But here's what we got to do. Start off now. We're going to have some heavy duty content. We're going to be playing that clip that you talked about, and that has a lot to do with here in Ohio. Okay, here in Ohio, we are trying to stop the what they call the woman's reproductive health freedom. It's which has to do these people. This if they can get this amendment passed, it will empower human traffickers. It will empower pedophiles. It will empower child rapists. This is what, these are the people. We're dealing with the very same people we're going to hear about tonight in this clip here in Ohio. This is why we have to stop it. So we're dealing with very, very dark forces. So, John, I need you to lead us in prayer, and all you folks out there listening to me, they passed this in Michigan, a horrible thing. We got to stop it here, and you got to stop it where you're at, but we got to stop it nationwide. We're going to be playing a clip here in a little while, and you'll know more about what I'm talking about. But John, lead us in prayer. Folks out there, pray with John right tonight that God's message, that our message will get out, and that the Antichrist satanic deep state won't be able to stop us or take us down on any stations. Go ahead, John.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we're before you in the name of Jesus. And in your word, it says, whatever you ask in my name, that will the Father do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And Lord, we're asking that the forces that try and take down this show would fail, that the show would go coast to coast, that the message, which is so important for us to know, all this knowledge that's very hard to come by, it's out there, but it's very hard to come by. And Pastor Ernie is this, and this show is a great source of getting this information. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and we don't want that. We want your people alive. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God and truth. So we ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, before I go, I wanted to just say, I wanted to one more time announce for you folks here in Northeast Ohio, Pastor Fred Haig, who for almost 40 years was my associate pastor, Bible teacher, long, long time friend, ardent pro-life activist, long time death row pastor with us for 45 years in death row and over the years. And whenever there was a job that needed to be done, Fred always did his part. Even if he was the oldest guy around, he always did his part. His viewing will be this Sunday from 2 to 5 at the Davis Babcock Funeral Home. That's the Davis Babcock Funeral Home, 4154 Clark Avenue in Willoughby. Now, the reason I'm giving this so many times is I just came across another person today that attends a church and didn't even know that Pastor Fred had gone home to be with the Lord. And that's three in a couple of days. So Monday, the funeral will be at 10 a.m., and that's Monday, and I will be preaching both. And so I wanted to get that out of the way now. Ron, I want you to read verses. First of all, this Psalm, 73rd Psalm, is it's the first of 11 Psalms by Asaph. Now, Asaph was a musician in the temple during David and Solomon's reign, and he was also mentioned. He was also mentioned in Psalm 50 as a prophet. In fact, let me try to remember. No, it was Second Chronicles, chapter 5, if I remember. And also he's mentioned again in Second Chronicles, chapter 29, as a prophet. And so, Ron, go ahead and read verses 1 through 6 and stop.
Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment.
All right, so what is the attitude here of Asaph? What do you glean from him? What is he trying to say? Go ahead, John.
Well, verse 3, I think Pastor Ernie really says it. I was envious at the foolish, and when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. So he was, he'd taken his eyes really off of God and his word, and he was looking at, I'm going to say, quote, success of the foolish and the wicked.
So he's given a testimony, and this is like a repentance testimony.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, yeah.
But it's not something he's very proud of. So go ahead then and read 7 through 14.
Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and the waters of a full cup wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning.
All right, so now He is saying these people, John, who would you liken to these people today?
Oh, there's so many of them, Pastor Ernie. I mean, Washington, D.C. is chock full of them. Hollywood, Wall Street, these arrogant college professors. And, I mean, the nation, we're just overrun with them.
All right, the key verse there is verse 11. And they say, how does God know, okay, that minion of Klaus Schwab, the Jewish guy who has been out there mocking and saying, there is no Jesus coming from up on high. There is no Jesus going to come here and rapture the people out there. He's making a mockery, okay? And here, so their mockery is they're trying to say, remember what Satan said to Eve? Did God say, surely you will not surely die, right? And so these guys are making a mockery out of the knowledge of God, the fact that God is who God is. But then we go on to say, if we pick it up in verse 15, if I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of my children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. So when he says that he will offend against the generation of his children, he's saying that he would be untrue. He would be untrue to his people. When I thought to know that it was too painful for me. In other words, he was saying what? When he realized what he was doing here, that he was being envious of these wicked, wicked people, because it seemed to him that, just like it over in Malachi, you know, when they said to God, you know, hey, you know, we really know what's going on here. We know that you're saying one thing, but you're doing another. We're hearing what you say. Yeah, well, you love the poor, except for we're watching you're prospering the rich. You're blessing the wicked and not the righteous. And is that a smart thing to call God a liar?
No, not at all.
Of course not, Mr. Ernie. And what was interesting in this, as we're reading through this, you could see that at some point the prophet here was compromised by looking at them. It had compromised him. And then when we get to verse 16, when I thought to know this, it was painful for me, because the future generations were going to be affected by these corrupt people, and that he was like a part of it by being compromised by them.
Absolutely. So here now, when you look at this, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. In other words, he was trying to understand. Now, you and I can understand what he was saying, all right? In other words, because there's something here else in the picture, and that picture is eternity. What he's saying, let me ask you this. Can an atheist or pantheist understand what he's saying?
No.
Okay. So, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Now, if he goes into the sanctuary of God, in other words, now he was connecting with God as a person who was what we would call a saved person of the Old Testament. So now he understood, okay, God was giving him discernment. But again, could an atheist or a pantheist, could a Democrat today understand what he's saying?
Absolutely not, Pastor Ernie.
Okay. So he goes on to say,
They would see it as foolishness.
Yeah, they would see it as absolutely. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places, thou castest them down unto destruction. In other words, God kind of had his hand, you know, he knew what they had coming. Is God, you know, God is very long-suffering, but is he slack concerning judgment?
Absolutely not, Pastor Ernie. God is perfect everything. He's perfect love. He's perfect judgment. He's perfect holiness. He's perfect mercy. And his mercy will be extended even to the wicked to repent and all. And then at a time when it's been fully, his mercy and patience has been, reaches the end, then he moves in judgment.
Okay, so is there ever a time where you say, well, God's not watching. Maybe we can get by. Maybe we can slip by here on this one. Is there ever a time like that?
Absolutely not.
So God is omniscient. I mean, he's on to everything, isn't he?
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, if God judges as soon as we committed sin, there wouldn't be, I guess, any of us left.
Yeah, boy, you're not. Remember, he gave us the out called repentance, huh? Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so how are they brought into desolation, as in a moment they are utterly consumed with terror? So he's talking about these people, like the deep state, like Klaus Schwab, like George Soros, like Barack Obama. They're these people that are arrogant and say, "Where's God?" And all of a sudden, are they going to wake up to an extremely rude awakening at some point?
Oh, yep. Absolutely. As soon as they pass away and enter into the spiritual realm, if you want to call it that, yeah, they'll be in terror immediately, Pastor.
So he goes on, as a dream when one awaketh, so, Lord. Now let me ask you, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Do you think that that God sleeps? Or do you think that's what you call a metaphorical meaning, that he's asking God, when you decide to act, now God, when you decide to act, which one do you think? Do you think God takes a nap now and then? I do, but I don't think God needs to.
No, he doesn't.
What do you think, John?
No. What does it say? He that keepeth Israel neither sleepeth nor slumbers.
Right. So he's talking about here. He's making it when you decide to act, God, when you decide to act, okay, thou shalt despise their image. Oh, now that has something to do there, because here, their image. Remember, God made man in whose image?
His image.
Okay.
And likeness.
So now, these people, like of today, the wicked, do they profess that, remember what Nietzsche said? Nietzsche said that God had created man in his own image. And now, through technology and science, man is going to return the favor, and God will be what man says. Is that what Klaus Schwab, in fact, that's what they just came out and said recently, that God is going to be made over in our image, huh?
Yeah.
You think God will go along with that?
Oh, Pastor Ernie, they are as arrogant as can be.
Yeah.
I've heard that guy from Israel, Noah.
Yeah, I'm having a. It's like Nari, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Narari.
Oh, he said.
Harari, yeah.
He said God, if there was a God, he failed, and that they're going to, like, kind of redo the earth and make it perfect. They're gonna, go through biology and make corrections, and they're going to improve evolution and all that. Yeah, that's what he's saying. I mean, anything he posts, I follow and post it, because he's telling us where the new world order is going to take us.
Okay. Well, you know, they got another help. The Pope himself said, I heard him, that Christ, according to human thinking, failed at Calvary. Did Christ fail at Calvary?
No, that was his mission.
He was victorious over sin and the devil.
Yeah, when he said it was finished, was he telling the truth? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so now here, so the Pope needs to repent of that, doesn't he?
He needs
among many other things.
Okay. So he says, he goes on to say, thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. In other words, his mind was pierced. In other words, he had a stark revelation here. So foolish was I, ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee, and thou hast holden me in my right hand. Okay, very good. What is the significance that he says God is holding me in thy right hand? What is there's significance there in the word right?
Well, Pastor Ernie, that's always at the right hand is a sign of power, like the Lord is at the right hand of the Father, position, power, and there's other things which I just can't think of.
It's authority. It's authority, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he says, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Ah, here we go. You know, this is where Pastor Fred's at. This is where Evelyn and Barry and Andre, all four people and four of my good friends in 4 days died. But I know where they're at now, okay? But this is what he's saying. He's saying, thou shalt guide me in thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. So he's saying, for the rest of my life, okay, I will be guided by God. Okay, and I will be walking with him, and then I'm going to go to glory. But now, the deep state today, they've got absolutely no clue about glory, do they?
No, their glory is here on earth, and they want to transhuman. Become like bio robots, and they're going to live. They think they're going to live forever. It's a way of circumventing thou shalt surely die. But that's their goal now, is to live their way forever here on earth.
Okay. Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. So, you know, I lost a son many years ago, 50 years ago. And I often think when I get to heaven, I've had a number of dreams about what he would look like in that. And I often think about seeing my son, but the first one I should be looking to see and to be with is the Lord himself, huh?
Amen. Yeah, amen.
That's kind of, you know, his focus of the whole psalm is at the beginning he was misguided and confused, and he did not have his focus on the Lord. Now he realizes it.
All right. So my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed them all that go a-whoring from thee. Boy, is there a lot in the Bible about going a-whoring. I mean, oh, and boy, is that more prevalent today than it's ever been. We have more different kinds of whores today than we've ever had. We've got media whores. We've got corporate whores. We got hot wife whores. We got, you just name it, medical whores. You know, you name it, and it's worse than it's ever been today. But God has raised us up for such a time as this. And so that means we have more of an opportunity to place up crowns in heaven than ever before. And we'll be back right after this.
World War seized this opportunity to fulfill the long-held promise of a new world order
where brutality will go unrewarded.
Just in case you don't remember, let me jog your memory. In a church they called the Waco Compound, back in April 93, 17 little children, all so helpless and so small, died a senseless death of gas and flames. How many names can you recall? 17 little children, don't it make you wonder why? 17 little children, how could they deserve to die? Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves if we become so blind. Will 17 little children finally open up your mind? How did you sleep last night, Bill Clinton? Tell me, did you feel their pain? As 17 little children cried out and perished in the flames, Attorney General Janet Reno, I accept your offer to resign. How can you stand for law and order now when you won't answer to your crimes? 17 little children, all so helpless and so small. 17 little children, how many names can you recall? Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves if we become so blind. Will 17 little children finally open up your mind? I've heard it said the Branch Davidians only got what they deserved, yet no one seems to know what laws were broken, what was in the warrant they never served. Yesterday I sold my TV set, stop my subscription to the Times. To me it's plain to see the media was an accomplice to these crimes. 17 little children, don't it make you wonder why? 17 little children, how could they deserve to die? Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves, have we become so blind? Will 17 little children finally open up your mind?
Protect Ohio's babies and our Constitution by voting yes on August 8th. I'm Janet Porter, and I work to pass Ohio's ban on partial birth abortion, parental consent, and our heartbeat law to keep hearts beating. But if we don't vote yes on August 8th, we could lose them all. That's because of a deadly effort to inject abortion till birth in our state constitution. The threat is real. The polls are open. Your yes vote is urgent. Protect life. Vote yes on issue 1 by August 8th.
All righty, we're back. Folks, what you just heard is very, very important. I want you to listen very carefully to me now. You people here in Ohio, but across the country, you need to know what is going on. This, what they're trying to do, they're trying to get to amend the Constitution here in Ohio. And the amendment that they would have, what they call the women's reproductive rights, is right from the pit of hell. It's right from the pit of hell. Listen to me. And I need all of you folks out there to listen. These very same people, we're going to be listening to a clip here from Jim Caziesel, and it's the very same people that are involved. These people, the NEA, the mainstream media, CIA, the FBI, IRS, Disney, Wall Street, there's this huge pedophile ring, folks, and you really need to understand. We've been trying to tell you about it. Do you remember 10 years ago when I was telling you that, well, I could tell you, but if I told you, you're not ready to hear it, and you wouldn't believe it. Well, now we're telling you. In fact, John, you know, I think we should actually move the clip. We were going to play the clip after the top of the next hour, but I'm thinking maybe we should move the clip up and play it because it's really got to do with what we're doing here. In Ohio, folks, you need... So get ready, Kyle, to do that, to move the clip up, and we're going to play it here in a second. Now, you folks in Ohio, it's imperative. It's imperative. I need for all of you, listen to me, to tell everyone to vote yes on August 8th on issue 1. You need, listen, this is very, very important, okay? This can help save a whole lot of little children. This could really, these people are wicked. I'm going to tell you. These people are right from, these are Satan's children. These prissy preachers would be too afraid to tell you the truth because, well, they just don't have the courage to do it. But these people are Satan's children. I'm telling you this. You better listen to me. I need all of you. You must tell everyone this is very important. Every day work on August 8th is coming up. Vote yes on issue 8. Now, Monday is the last day. If you are not registered to vote, you've got till Monday to get registered to vote. You can get ready. You go to your Board of Elections and here in Ohio and you register to vote in the August 8th election. You must tell everyone to vote yes on August 8th. You must put this around. Again, I'm telling you, these are Satanists. You're up against the dark. Now that you know this, believe me, God is watching. And the question is, are you going to be a doer of the word or just a hearer deceiving your own self? Okay? That's the question. You need to get out. You need to spread the word. And I mean, you really need to get on top of this with everything you have. We've got to pass this. And issue 1 would raise the vote, the amount of people it would take to amend the Constitution to 60% and not 50. These people have money. George Soros, tons and tons of bloody, bloody money have been coming into Ohio. Folks, you've got to listen to me. Now, we're going to go ahead and play this clip, and you'll see what I'm talking about. This is what we've been trying to tell you. But go ahead, Kyle, and take her away.
As I told you earlier, we don't have a country. We don't have a south border. By definition, you have to have borders, and we don't. And then drawing the light on what is truly going on, it's a $152 billion a year business. That's insane.
$152 billion. Is that the sex part, or is that the sex and the organ harvesting part combined?
So the trafficking part is $32 billion. $32 to $34 billion is buying and selling the children. But if I have a child, let's say, for example, little Joey, he makes me $20,000 a day for 10 hits with 10 different clients. I'm his pimp. He procures that money. That's 20 grand. There's 152 billion. So now, to give you an idea what that is, that's every major sports team in the world. All the NBA, all the Major League Baseball, all World Cup soccer, NFL, all that combined, and still not 152. You would have to send every 18-year-old this year that graduates high school to Stanford University for 4 years, and that would be 152 billion.
An international business of this size can't operate without high-level support. And according to Caviezel, the CIA agents he's worked with on multiple Hollywood feature films have confirmed to him that the three-letter agencies are in control.
It's so organized on the trafficking of these children.
Yeah.
In for either sex or for an eventually organ harvesting. You can't just have that demand unless somehow that's organized also.
100%. I believe... Okay, so the agents that I've spoken to, all right, here's the deal. For a barrel of oil, $77. For a barrel of body parts and what's going to be adrenochrome, all the plumes that are in the woman's mother's wombs, that goes into a plastic barrel. That's $77,000. Now, that gets sent into these biolabs.
Barrel oil, $77.
$77,000 for a barrel of body parts of children, blood, all of that goes to these biolabs. And then now go to Victoria Nuland's testimony.
The biolabs, you're talking about the biolabs in Ukraine.
Correct. Wherever else those places are. So, yes.
Walk through the supply chain of the supply into the biolabs. What do they take?
As far as the, I can't give you the molecular structure.
What's the input of the body parts?
Everything, all the waste, all the body waste, all of that. That's what they told
me. Which has the stimulant in it.
Yes, that's one way. Again, it's probably not the ultimate way, but it's probably a Diet Coke.
Who's organizing that?
I would have to say definitely that it has to be in the three-letter agencies.
After this quick break, we have a message for you from Mel Gibson, who is urging all of us to stay strong and continue to fight because the future of our children depend upon it. But first, an important word from our sponsor. The globalist elite have admitted that they want to bankrupt us, and now they're making their move. The government have been given permission to print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. The Biden regime claims that this has saved America's economy, but all they did is ensure the US dollar gets devalued even further. With the BRICS nations working together to create a new global reserve currency, the threats to the US dollar are just getting stronger. The only ones who aren't afraid are those who invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help if you want to invest in gold. Click the link below this video to secure your wealth now and get a 24-carat quarter of an ounce gold standard coin for free. NobleGoldInvestments.com is the only gold company I trust. Last week, Mel Gibson told us that he's living in fear for his life after vowing to expose an elite pedophile ring operating at the heart of the Hollywood system. According to Gibson, Hollywood elites have already tried to cancel him, silence him, and destroy his career, all to no avail because we the people know that he's telling the truth. Gibson has just released a new video to let us know that he is still alive and still determined to end child sex trafficking.
One of the most disturbing problems in our world today is human trafficking, and particularly the trafficking of children. Our future is our children. Now, the first step in eradicating this crime is awareness. Go see Sound of Freedom.
As Gibson says, awareness is everything. Join the People's Voice Locals community to help us continue exposing the crimes of the globalist elite. The link is in the description box below this video. Hollywood and the mainstream media are determined to crush any form of dissent against the globalist elite, and that includes their dirty secret of child sex trafficking. Jim Caviezel explained why the mainstream media is complicit in covering up what he calls the adrenochrome empire, by convincing the gullible masses it's nothing more than a conspiracy theory.
What is driving the demand side of the equation? You talked about it's trafficking for sex and it's organ harvesting. Is there other elements? Is it also for labor, for slave labor? Or is it
adrenochrome? The whole adrenochrome empire. This is a big deal. That's It is listed under the NIH. It is a chemical compound. It's a molecular structure. It's C9H9NO3. It is it's an elite drug that they've used for many years. It's 10 times more potent than heroin, and it has some mystical qualities as far as making you look younger.
Is that scene in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas that nobody could figure out.
No, I saw that, and I tell you, that had a big laugh. About 9% of the audience laughed, and I'll tell you,
a knowing laugh.
Oh, absolutely, they knew what
an
was going on.
An insider knowing
absolutely
that?
What it was, and so we returned that on Sound of Freedom.
According to Caviezel, the three-letter agencies have no interest in stopping the depraved trade in children because they are using it to control the world and reap enormous profits.
Do you believe that that's part of the senior government apparatus just does not want to touch this? They profit off it. They don't mind if it happens. I mean, why would DHS, when they're in charge, and like you said, there's five drug agents to every one human trafficking agent.
Yes.
This trafficking is a massive problem. Everybody, you know, people know it's a problem.
That's my opinion.
Nobody wants to drug.
It's my opinion. I don't know what Tim's opinion, but it's definitely my opinion that this is something they don't want to solve. And so it's going to take the public to put the light on it.
Do you think that's why they suppressed this film for 3 years after it was finished?
Absolutely. I believe that, look, we'll have people in there. And this is right after the Passion of the Christ. You might have 14 people in the room, and they all want you, but two have big enough voices where they can shut down those 12. And so, you know, right now, I don't think it was smart for Bud Light to, you know, somebody woke up in the morning and said, hey, let's put transgender on our beer can. Okay. And then Target's looking, going, wow, look at all the billions they're losing. We got to do this too.
Something's going on, right?
Caviezel also sent a message to the mainstream media and the morally corrupt fact-checkers who have dedicated their lives to covering up the crimes of the globalist elite in return for a pay packet.
You want hearings, you want investigations, you want whistleblowers, you want everybody to start coming
forward. I want media to do what Laura Logan's doing. That woman is a hero. She puts herself right into hell, and she goes out and she doesn't just say, hey, oh, they told you, just read these today. Okay, Mr. Caviezel, you've been fact-checked. Oh, really? Well, do your fact-checkers, well, let me ask you, since I can't act anymore in Hollywood, can I get a degree in fact-checking? Is that like at Stanford? Where do you like get a doctorate degree in that, master's? What? But seriously, they need to cross-examine because they were really quiet when Ms. Rodas gave her testimony, and then the fact-checkers went quiet. I thought that was unusual, because the fact-checkers, we need to listen to them. But what's interesting is most of these people won't come down to the border. They won't go into those areas of hell, and they won't look at this stuff that's so wicked.
Would you say now, if we could organize, get all the media, and by the way, Lara Logan's going to be in the show later in the week, if we get all these, if we put an open...
I would love these guys to come...
And you would take them down, and you would show them...
Well, I would love them to meet a lot of these agents, and that can be provided for them, but they have to go into hell to see it, and then going into the dark web
can we help to arrange that?
I think that would be amazing.
Okay,
I think there's Jason Jones would be a great guy to go to. And then all the connect. Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it would be amazing because then you could like actually film them, see it, and listen to this.
And if they go down,
show them the worst of the worst stuff, guys.
Say it's all phony. Then they can sit there and go, hey, this is all.
Yeah, maybe it's green screened.
Jim,
maybe it's AI. Maybe it's artificial intelligence.
To help us get Jason Jones and team put together.
I would love that.
I'll reach out to Lara Logan, too.
That would be amazing.
You like that?
You know, Lara, I was at a... I love that. You know, she was at a dinner one time with me, and she said a really nice thing to me. And then she said, well, here's what Jim's talking about. And she flipped it around, and everybody at the table started screaming. And I said, well, that's rated G.
The mainstream media is the enemy of the people. Hollywood is the enemy of the people. They are all about control and psychological warfare, not news and entertainment. And studios like Disney have been rubbing our faces in it for decades.
Even in the Disney film, in Pinocchio, it's unbelievable, the pub scene. And you'll remember this when you saw it as a kid. It gave you a creepy feeling in your belly.
Let's see it. Pub scene in Pinocchio.
He talks about bringing the boys to Pleasure Island.
How would you blokes like to make some real money? I'm collecting stupid little boys. Stupid little boys. I take them to Pleasure Island.
Ah, Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
But the law. Suppose they...
No, no. There's no risk. They never come back.
It's time to take the next step in the war against these people who have used their power and status to attack humanity in ways most people don't even think about. According to Caviezel, the global trade in children is the greatest evil of mankind, and Congress and the three-letter agencies are allowing it to continue.
I saw a movie that Jimmy Stewart did. One was It's a Wonderful Life, and the other one was Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And I don't know how you can do what you can do and know the greatest evil of mankind is going on right now, and you're just this. You know, this is because they're killing everybody who's every child is a Jew, Muslim, Catholic, Christian, evangelical, anybody of any color, skin color, probably black, they want the most. You know, all our children are in trouble, and this is just, it's got to stop. You have the power to do it. But, you know, if you do that, put your thing in the air like that and where the wind's coming from, it's probably not going to move you. So it's really got to come from the people. The people have got to do it. The people are the ones who got to say enough. And that's what will drive this whole thing. It's the people.
Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite and waking up as many people as possible. There are many of us and few of them. As Caviezel says, it's only when enough people wake up that we, the people, will overthrow these tyrants and monsters who are enslaving the human race and preying on our children.
All righty. Folks, again, I'm coming back with this. Like I said, this is very, very important. One, John, do you remember a week ago today we had Mike Gibb on the program? Mike Gill. Do you remember what Mike was telling us about how he was a former billionaire, he spent his money investigating, and he found out the trail went right to the FBI, the IRS, the CIA, Disney, of course, NEA, and Wall Street, the woke corporations, all of these people. Now, there where he was with Governor Sununu and Sheehan, again, we've been telling people for a very long time this is a horrible, horrible thing that's taking place there. And it was, again, like I said, it was so bad that 5 years ago we were, and even before that, we knew that if we tried to tell people what was going on, most of them wouldn't believe us. And this is what the mainstream media is doing. They want to continue to tell people. Now, they know. I'm not saying that your local channel, NBC or ABC or CBS, your local television person, so-called anchor, knows all about this. But those at the corporate, at the top, they all know about this. And the mainstream media is being used to try to convince people what we're telling you is not true. Folks, believe me, it's true. Now, they held Disney and these others and kept for 3 years... The FBI, the CIA, kept this film from coming out. For 3 years, they harassed them, they threatened them, they did everything. You folks need to know this. And again, very important in Ohio. I'm going to say it every single day until August 8th. We have to tell you, you must listen to me. Tell everybody you know, go to your local Republican Party headquarters, your local Right to Life chapter, and try to get, you have signs to put on your car, magnetic signs, that says August 8th, vote yes on issue one. You've got yard signs. The Antichrist people, the Satanists, these pedophiles, they're putting their signs out. They have them out now, out here, to vote no on issue one, folks. And when I'm telling you, you're dealing with satanic antichrist people, you're dealing with pedophiles, you're dealing with human traffickers, and you've got to stand up, and you've got to fight back. You've got to stand up, and you've got to fight back. And so get a yard sign, get them in your yard, tell people in your church, tell them to make sure, find a pastor that's that he will tell the people to get out there and vote. First of all, get registered if they're not, but to vote yes on August 8th. This is very, very important. Number two, if you don't receive our newsletter, you really should get our newsletter. If you don't get it, you really, all we have information like what we're talking about tonight, we give you, and you can get it by going to our website. Tell them how they can get it.
Yeah, just at the top, there's a bunch of menus. Just select newsletter, or if you scroll down to the bottom, it'll also say newsletter, and then it'll take you right to the page where you can get, it tells you how to sign up for it.
Now, the website, wrwl.org, wrwl.org. If you're not on a computer, if you're not on the Internet, what you can do is just call our number, 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. Or I'll give you another number here. The other number, all these years, I have a hard time remembering myself, but the other number that you'd want to call would be 440-338-1036. 440-338-1036. Now, if you do that, you have to leave a very clear message. Okay, my name is Pastor Sanders. I live at, and they give the address very clearly, the address with a zip code very clearly. Okay, we actually get people to say, listen, you know, I'm from Missouri and I live in this town and this, and they send me their newsletter. We can't do that. We got to have a very clear address.
And a phone number, too, in case we have to call them.
And a phone number. That's right. And leave your phone number so in case we have to call you. But it's very important that you get that newsletter. The newsletter, well, so much of information out there that you have. Now, one other thing very quickly, too. We've getting, little by little, we're getting caught up in our back bills for the radio. But we're not far from getting several of the stations back on. If for just one time, the folks out there listening to us, you folks out there listening to us, if one time you could double your pledge out there just once, I think that would be able, we would be able to go back on those stations we lost. It's more important now. Oh, it is more important now than it ever was for us to get back on. And we have a number of the people in those states that listen to us on the Internet, but, you know, not only a small percentage of us that listen to us on the radio. And so we do need for, if you could help us out that way, look, ask yourself this. What other radio program do you know that brings you what we bring you with less compromise? In 50 years, we have never compromised, not once in 50 years. We've been threatened. They've tried. They bought stations up just to get us off the air. They've tried to take us down. John, have you ever known of any radio station that has been up against what we've been up against?
No, Pastor Ernie, and I've been a victim of that. I've been on your show, and I have been jammed. I call it jammed several times. And I remember once everything went down but me. I don't know if you remember that. And all of a sudden, you were doing the show and everything was gone but me, and now I'm doing your show. Yeah, unheard of, Pastor. It's unheard of.
Yeah. We're the only ones that this happens to. I talked to all the other stations we're on, and they always tell us it's always when we come in. It's because we will not compromise. We're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we have a whole lot to cover tonight. So we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. So don't go away. More to come. 8-2-1.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like,
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.